Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. This is Omar Meher from EFGMS. On behalf of my colleague, Ahmed Hazem Meher, it's my pleasure to welcome everyone to Nakilat's 3Q21 results conference call. I'm pleased to be joined by Mr. Hani Abu Aqil, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Fotios Zeritis, Head of Investor Relations. As usual, the call will begin with a discussion of the key highlights of the period, and this will be followed by a Q&A session. So I will now hand the call over to the management team for the to begin the presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Omar. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Nakilat's third quarter 2021 results conference call. For your convenience, this transcript of this call and presentation will be available on the company's investor relations section on our website. As a reminder, this conference call is being recorded. Many of our remarks contain forward-looking statements, and for factors that cause actual results to differ materially from these forward-looking statements, please refer to the slide 2 of the investor relations presentation. In addition, some of our remarks contain non-IFRS financial measures. A reconciliation of this is included in the note of this presentation. Nakilat CFO Hani Abu Aqil will begin today's call with a discussion of company's highlights and followed by a brief discussion of group's earnings results. After, I will give you an overview of LNG shipping market, and finally, Nakilat CFO Hani Abu Aqil will walk you through the company's business outlook. We will then be very happy to address all your questions. Now, I would like to hand it over to the CFO of Nakilat, Mr. Hani Abu Aqil. Hani, please go ahead.
Thank you, Fotios, and hello, everyone, and welcome to Nakilat third quarter 2021 earning results conference call. I hope all of you and your family are safe and staying healthy. And before we get into our financial results, I will take this moment to thank all our seafarers and shore-based staff for their continued dedication to maintain business continuity and bringing clean and reliable energy to the world. Now, please turn to slides 7 and 8 of the presentation. We are pleased to announce that Nakilat has reported a profit of close to 1 billion rial, or the 18 dirham per share, for the first 9 months of 2021, an 11.5% increase compared to the same period in 2022, which effectively supported by streamlining our expenses and creating additional saving to ensure sustainable returns to our shareholders. We can see that Nakilat G&A and operating expenses decreased by 4.8% and 0.9% respectively compared to the same period in 2022 due to Nakilat management emphasis on cost rationalization, structure, and economies of scale. In addition, we remain fully focused on delivering reliable, high-quality service to our customers. This focus will allow us to maintain a high degree of uptime of our fleet utilization. All of the above emphasize Nakilat's ability to deliver the required earnings and operating cash flow to our shareholders. Nakilat EBITDA has reached 2.4 billion in 9 months due to operational excellence that we just talked about. Our Nakilat goal is always to maximize sustainable bottom line growth and create value to our shareholders. Finally, you can see that our current ratio is at 1.47 and our return of equity has reached 13.3% due again to our strategy to optimize the utilization of our fleet and continuous efforts for cost savings, which will benefit all our key stakeholders. Now, let me hand it back to Fotios to take you through an overview of the energy shipping market. So, Fotios, if you can, please take it from there.
Thank you so much, Hani. Hello, everyone. I would like to give you a brief update of the LNG shipping market. The unseasonal high in the market has boosted LNG shipowners' confidence. Charter rates have spiked during recent winter as the LNG spot market struggles to find sufficient capacity for prompt deliveries. According to Wood Mackenzie, operational fleet capacity has doubled since 2010, but more capacity is required to prevent seasonal charter rate spikes. Demand for short-term vessel charter surged in 2021 as charterers jumped to secure tonnage in anticipation of surge of spot rates during the winter. Drury projects that LNG trade growth it will be at a CAGR of 5.6 from 2021 to 2026 due to rising demand for power generation as well as industrial and marine bunkering consumption. According to Refinitiv vessel tracking, the global exports of LNG reached 280 million tons approximately in the first 9 months of 2021. This is an implying increase of 4.2% year on year. In addition, China imported approximately 57.6 million tons of LNG in the first 9 months of 2021, which implies an increase of 22.2% year on year. Now please turn to the slides 11 and 12 in our presentation. According to SSEY, the current spot charter rates for modern two-stroke tonnage is at approximately $190,000 per day. For DFDs, it's $150,000 per day and $110,000 approximately for the steams. SSY assessed that one-year LNG shipping charter rates are at approximately $130,000 for mega XDFs, $100,000 for DFDs, and $62,000 per day for steam, which is a very helpful benchmark when an owner discusses term charter opportunities with the charterers. Now please turn to the slide 12 of our presentation. There you can see that in 2021, the global energy fleet has reached approximately 604 vessels in operation and another 141 commercial LNG vessels on the order book until 2025 as per the Clarkson's data. This implies an increase of 26% of total LNG fleet in terms of number of conventional LNG vessels as of October 2021. The long-term outlook for LNG shipping is positive, driven by the upcoming global LNG supply growth. Supply growth by LNG producers will require longer voyages to meet the growing demand in Asia, tying up shipping capacity and increasing shipping demand. Now I would like to hand it back to Mr. Hani Abouaker to give you an insights into Nakilat's business outlook. Please, Hani, go ahead.
Thanks, Fotios. Okay, I will go now to slide 14 and I'll discuss about Nakilat business outlook for 2021. As we can see against the backdrop of global uncertainty about the economic environment, Nakilat has results for the 9 months have shown and highlighted the benefit of having a great asset portfolio in a long-term contract, which is backed by high-quality customers and the resulting earning of the power of our company. All of these makes Nakilat a compelling story for our investors and shareholders. In 2021, we expect another successful year, actually we expect also the next quarter to be more promising for us as we continue to optimize our expenses. And not only that, but we also expect to receive the third new build jointly owned LNG carrier, which is going to be commercially and technically managed by Nakilat. In regard to the shipyards, we expect it to have a better financial performance and to strengthen their abilities in the way they carry on their work. And we also continuously screening a global opportunities to identify an attractive business opportunity which will add value to our company and shareholders. before we open the floor for questions, as we have emphasized before, we're not going to take any questions during this call related to Qatar Energy announcements. We, Naqilat, does not comment on commercial and technical details related to the North Field project that is owned by Qatar Energy and Qatar Gas. For additional details on Qatar Energy announcements, I refer you to their website and press releases where you can find the information that you need. With that, I will ask the operator to open the floor for questions, and we're happy to answer you.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for a moment to allow everyone to signal. We will now take our first question from Shabir Gagawala from Al Rayan Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for the call. Fotios, another good set of results for you and the company. So just wondering, in terms of the JV income, which has grown significantly during the quarter, obviously you highlighted that there was a one-off in Q2. Now that that's gone, is this the level at which we should expect the JV income to continue, provided that you will have additional vessels coming in? That's my question. Thank you.
Actually, yes, you should expect that sort of level of income coming from our JVs, if not better even performance. We have seen a good turnaround and sustainable results that's coming from the shipyard ventures. So hopefully over the next quarters and in the foreseeable future, we should really have a very sustainable results from the joint venture overall.
Right. Just in addition to that, when exactly are you getting the third LNG vessel? Is it end of the quarter, end of the coming quarter, or just some timeline on that, please? Hello.
Yeah, it should be coming very, very soon. Over the next, within the next 10 days, I would say. We will.
Okay. Great to hear. And is it going to be on a short term charter, or have you contracted it out on a long term basis?
We have already something contracted for, if you want to call it a short-term contract. We don't comment a specific duration, but should be between 1 to 3 years.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much.
Yes.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. We will now check. We will now take our next question from Samir Darwich from Amwal Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, Hani. Hello, Fotios. This is Samir. Congratulations on Q3 results. I just have one question regarding your debt repayment strategy. How much should we expect in terms of debt repayment per year going forward?
Okay, we have the scheduled debt repayment, which is usually around 900 to 100 billion riyal a year. However, if there's any new opportunities and if we don't have enough internally generated fund, usually we go for sort of a corporate loan to bridge that, and we might incur some of the that on a corporate level. So I hope I did answer the questions that you just asked.
Yeah, so on a normalized, basically, we can assume up to around 1 billion Qatari riyal, correct? If I understood you correct.
Yes. But you know, this is like a
Okay.
mortgage, so over time, year over year,
Yes.
the payments towards these becomes more the principal than the interest. Yes, exactly.
No, that's what I mean. And what I mean is only the principal part, like how much debt repayment from the principal part do you expect for you? So it's a bit, around 1 billion, right?
Yes, around 900 to
Okay,
1 billion.
perfect. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star one. We will now take our next question from Santosh Gupta from Drewry Maritime Financial Research. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Hi, Hani, and hi, Fotios. So I think, going by the presentation, I think the fourth new-build LNG vessel has also been fixed on the short-term charter, short-term contract. So, is the fourth LNG vessel going to be delivered in January next year? Does this timeline still holds true? And by short-term, like for the previous vessel, we mean 1 to 3 years contract or slightly different? Thank you.
Santosh, can you repeat? I could not hear you very well. My understanding is you are referring about the new building that is coming, correct?
Yeah, I am repeating my question. Thank you. So yeah, I am asking the fourth new build LNG vessel, when is it expected to be delivered? I think previously, if I remember correctly, it was expected to be delivered around January 22. And second thing is on the duration of the contract, is it also similar as in 1 to 3 years contract or is it different?
Okay, let me tell you. Yes, okay. First of all, you remember correctly. The third delivery, as Annie said previously, is the following weeks, but the last one, the fourth new build, is on January 2022. Now, when we have something to announce about the last delivery, we'll announce it. We have not announced something about the last delivery, but for the current one that we expected, as the CFO said, it's on the short term for 1 to 3 years contract. So we cannot comment anything regarding the fourth one because, as you know, it's a commercial sensitivity and we don't want to give a competitive advantage to our competitors.
Okay, sure. Thank you. That answers my question. Thank you.
We will now take a follow-up question from Samir from Anwil Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, gents. Yes, just a follow-up from my part. Regarding what's the plan for the excess cash that you'll be able to generate? Are you basically setting aside this cash to pay more debt, especially the 2025 senior debt facility that's coming in 2025? Just wondering what's your strategy regarding that?
Actually, we look at capital allocation rather than paying the debt. And that's including also if we have to really pay some of our corporate debts or looking, being, exploring potential opportunities. So I think the extra cash that we're currently generating, we are deploying it, as you can see, in a very good and successful ventures. We allocate some back to our shareholders in the form of dividends, and this year we have increased our dividend. In the coming up, you know, debt repayment in 2025, we can also look into refinance that amount if needed, because we still have a contract that ends in 2030 or 31 or 32. So it all depends on the actual opportunities that is going to come up in our way and what we can do with that cash for the best interest of our shareholders. I hope I did answer
your question. Very sure. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
We will now take our next question from Ashish Kumar from United Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Fortibus, and congratulations for the good numbers. I had a small query in terms of hedging reserves. You know, I just wanted to understand the working of it, if you can. Thank you.
Sorry, what you're looking for, the reserves or what?
Hedging reserves. I just want to understand a little more.
Yeah, it's, you know, like a hedging reserve is just basically, yeah, it's, you understand, when we talk these vessels, we have hedged almost up to 70-80% of our, you know, interest rate based on a set specific rate. If interest rate goes against us, which is when it goes down, that hedging reserve becomes negative. If the interest rate starts to go up, okay, it rebalances and starts to become more positive. For me, the hedging reserve, to be honest with you, it's an accounting treatment rather than reflection of the actual economic performance of the company.
Right. Thank you for that.
As there are no further questions at this time, I'd like to turn the call back to your speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay, so if there's no further questions, I would like to thank you all for attending and participating in our conference call. Thank you for your questions, and we are happy to see you hopefully in the new year once we are announcing our fourth quarter results. And as we said, we're expecting to see it as good and as strong as what we have reported this quarter. So hopefully we'll see you then. Thank you very much. Please stay safe and healthy. And we'll see you in the next year. Thanks.
Thank you. That will conclude.
Thank you so much, everybody. Mama, please go ahead. Thank you very much for everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation. Ladies and gentlemen, you may now disconnect.